Not quite.
It's close. That's good.
Yeah. You'll hear. Maybe you'll recognize it. I'll just wait. Wait till I don't know what how songs are constructed, but there's a thing you might recognize coming up in this right here. Or not. Hey, good evening, everybody. Rushed into the studio tonight, working late. It's Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I do my show Sunday through Thursday around 8 to 8:30 in the p.m. Tonight we are doing a simulcast using the Restream Studio linkage. And my special guest tonight, all guests are special, and my special guest from Guelph, Ontario, on the other side of the Toronto mega city, is Mark Paralovas from...
Close enough.
Oh, what is it? Tell me. I want to say it right.
Paralovas. It's all right. It's
Paralovas. Almost like paralysis. But Paralovas.
Paralovas.
Paralovas. So we're doing a joint session. I'm on... What am I on? Let me look, because I don't even remember. I'm not on... I know I'm not on YouTube. I'm not wasting any time on YouTube, guys. So hopefully you found me over here. I'm on Facebook. Nobody watches on my Facebook. I am on Twitter. I am on DLive. And I'm also on FakoTube, FakoTube.com. That's my video platform. And the streaming is fantastic. So please come to FakoTube.com. And Mark is of the website Canada Poly. And where are you streaming tonight, Mark?
Twitter and Twitch. Okay. I used to get up to 10 people on Twitch, and then I don't know, it stopped happening. Like, it stopped really being effective, I guess. But I just started back on YouTube.
Okay.
Just recently. I don't know why. I was there and I thought, I wonder how long it'll take for them to remove me from YouTube, because they recently repealed their medical misinformation policies.
On so one I thought, thing. I wonder,
yes. Right. Yes.
what is that thing, if anyone's keeping score at home? I don't even know what the hell it is.
Oh, well, it's like the COVID policies, right?
No, but there's one thing you're allowed to say. I think you're allowed to say there's alternative treatments to the cold.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about certain, before they were calling it horse paste. Now you're allowed to say that word without getting like an Insta ban. And there were a couple of things. It was more than just the one. And yeah. I thought, I wonder what they're going to use to justify removing me from this next, like now.
Well, if you're removed, how do you... First of all, what's your website again? Let me type it in and bring it up on the screen.
CanadaPoly.com.
Oh, Canada Poly. So Poly is short for politics.
Canadian politics, yeah.
Okay, and you, one thing about you, you are super consistent. You are,
yeah.
You do a daily show, you do a daily blog. Where do you have time to do anything else?
You know, I actually do quite a lot of other things. There's like right now I'm running for a school board trustee position, but I do a whole bunch of other things. I run a bunch of different websites and I do all sorts of very interesting things online. And I started Canada Poly just because there wasn't any really, well, I always thought that the jokes that Jon Stewart and Colbert made, basically, this is this person's job. This is what they're supposed to do in the job. And then this is what they did. And this is the joke. And so I wasn't entertained by a lot of Canadian podcasts that were talking about Canadian politics. And I thought the cast of characters was hilarious. So I just thought, I'll put that out there and we'll see what happens. And so that's why I started doing Canada Poly. It was more of a hobby, some extra time. It was something I would look at in the morning and basically think, can you believe this is happening? And then I didn't really have anybody to talk to about it. So I thought, if I had my friends to talk to. And so I just started talking to my friends. And then they found me. So there we go.
Actual friends or new friends? You're talking about...
No, the video. No, my video friends, the people, my audience.
Oh, your audience. Right? Okay, I got it.
The whole premise of the show is that if I had my best friend's attention for an hour, and initially the show was 20 minutes. Initially, it was just a couple of stories, but I used to do two episodes a day.
And wow.
Then, yeah, I used to do a morning and an afternoon episode.
Just to keep up with the media, the news. keep up with the news.
It would be hot takes. Well, yeah. And the channel grew really fast. And then people would tell me, there was one day I did 3 videos and one guy said, you literally just posted one. I'm like, chill out, man. Go do something else. Go outside.
I was like, go outside. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
And you do everything yourself on your webpage? Is this a WordPress blog? Man.
Yeah. I built the Canada Poly. I'm self-hosted with the podcast.
What does that mean?
So a lot of people go through Bluehost, or there's a bunch of different ways you can host a podcast.
Oh, I see. So the files are on your web space.
Yeah. So I built the website, so right. I own the server. So I just use the server that I own to host the files for my podcast, but so I don't have to pay for it. Well, I pay for it, but it's within the hosting cost of the website. And then within the website even, I built it as Zenforo forum because Reddit was getting terrible. Like Reddit was just awful.
See, what is that last mention? Zenforo, what is that?
Zenforo, well, if on the top of the website there, if you click to the forums, there's a whole conversation.
Oh, right. So everything is, okay. Okay.
So there's like a full Zenforo forum that...
I get you.
So that's like a whole other website.
Okay. So all of this is your web space. Where's your host?
Yeah. I'm self-hosted. I'm DigitalOcean, but I was going to move over to Linode. I'm thinking of moving to Linode. It's a whole thing.
DigitalOcean.
Linode's a bit cheaper.
Okay. Ocean, so you're very technical. You sound like you're a little more technical than me, which is cool.
Well, I work in the space. I think that it's interesting. And I think that like all of this stuff was developed. There's pieces of technology that exist now that didn't exist when I started Canada Poly. And I just kind of, made things that worked. And now people have put together software as a service that does the same thing, like restreaming to multiple channels, right? You couldn't do that in 2018. It wasn't possible. It wasn't anything that anybody was interested
in. Okay.
There's ways to inject ads into your podcast now that wasn't possible really in 2018.
Okay.
So there's all sorts of technology that's evolved. And so I'm pretty good at taking a technology and plugging it in together and seeing how it works and putting my own spin on it and seeing like, how does this work? Play with it, toss it up. I built a Reddit, like a full-blown Reddit that was built from the ground up. I own the server. I can't afford to run it and actually do the other things that I want to do. It's like, oh man, because it's
What do you mean cheap. You built a Reddit? Where is your Reddit? So,
digit.me. Well, the server's not on, so that won't resolve to a website anymore. But when I turn the server on, digit.me is Reddit as it was in 2012, I guess, with some adjustments to the up and down voting. They removed down voting, so one's doesn't really matter.
But okay, I get you. So you just okay, that's pretty cool. Well, I have I'm not trying to sell my technical guy, but I like to promote his work. He's helped me a lot, and he is from the radio station engineering department of an Australian radio station. So he's helped me a little bit with I can't remember the name of the little box. It's a little cigarette or cigar sized box. It's a full computer that I use.
Oh yeah. Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Oh buddy.
My brain is
so
working.
Many fun projects.
Anyway, he did that and so I'm streaming through, a program called Breakaway, which levels all the sound. And boost sound. But my point is, I'm trying to promote him and help him expand his business because he really likes being in the back end. So if you needed to avail yourself of any extra help, a maintenance, that kind of thing, he is your man. So I'm just doing a little commercial for him because.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know how you sound highly technical. You guys probably are, maybe on a closer level than him and I are. Because about DigitalOcean. That's one thing I haven't expanded to is something like that. But
yeah, I think it's so interesting.
Yeah, but maybe there could be a synergy that because if you're a one-man show, then I'm sure you probably wouldn't mind having some technical assistance just doing some of the legwork, especially since you're doing so much content.
I do put a lot of content. The thing is, it's not the content really that takes a lot of time. It's the stuff. It's the production work afterwards.
Well, that's what he could help you with.
I don't do any editing. I just put out conversations as they happen. But like, it's like the uploading.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's so it's not so fast. I do it so quickly afterwards that I'm not sure. I've been trying to make a use case for me to outsource that. And I had somebody who was doing Canada Poly Shorts where they'd take the full episode and cut just like three or four.
Yeah,
four or
five I like clips that.
A day. Yeah, and so I was getting that done. And
what did that cost?
YouTube banned me. I hired somebody on Upwork, and we came to an agreement.
Upwork.
I said it's not. Yeah, Upwork.com.
Okay.
And I said it's not really. I said it's kind of technical work, but not if you've been doing video editing for like 5 minutes. This won't be difficult.
All right.
But it's the getting the cut points right. And so he wanted me to give him the cut points. So what happened was I would, as I was doing my recordings, record my cut points that I wanted him to take. And so I'd have a goal of 3 cut points per episode. And then sometimes I'd do a bit more. And him and I agreed, I think it was like $30 a week to have it done. And then
that's pretty cheap.
And then, but it was cheap. Yeah. But he was only doing Monday to Friday, and I do more shows than that.
Oh my God. You don't even take the weekend off.
Nobody. I haven't even taken Christmas off since I started my show. And it's not because I feel like I'm that important or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I used to watch Rachel Maddow, and I used to watch Colbert.
Right.
And it drove me crazy when something would happen and they wouldn't be around to give me their opinion on it. And not because like I needed their opinion, but because I'd gotten so used to hearing it. I was like, man, I wonder what they think about this. So it's just one of those things where I'm working through it anyway. I'm looking at the news, and most of it is incredulity. Most of what I do is, this is this person. This is their job. This is what they did. Can you effing believe this?
How many shows have you done today?
Today? This is the third.
Oh,
third.
God. You must be tired. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
It's all right.
See, one of the problems when you're doing content creation is how can you do research? Because you're busy broadcasting. So it's a catch-22. If you're always on the air, how can you research?
No, that's true. Well, I mean, this is not really, you and I are just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty well prepared because I do all that research. Like we can talk about whatever we want to talk
about.
You've
got it all in your head. You don't have to write anything down by now.
I do have a lot of it in my head, although sometimes I mess it up. But yeah, I try and keep a lot of it in my head and try and stay topical, et cetera. But when I, through my day, I have a very clear production schedule in the morning. Like I wake up in the morning and through the day and during downtime, because I have a very strict work day too, because I'm very, very focused on production. I want to get things done. And if I have something pending, I get that done before I can move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I'm very strict with myself. But in the morning, I'll wake up and pad out the show. So I'll see if there's anything that kind of fell through the cracks, big news that people are still talking about from today that I didn't pick up on. So that's usually between 5 and 7. And then 7 to 8, I'm getting my kids ready for school. And I usually do a workout and a French lesson. And then 8, I build my show to 9.
You give a French lesson or you receive a French lesson?
I do a French lesson. I have 1,750 odd days on Duolingo. Hold on.
Hold on a sec. You're giving the French lesson?
No, no, I'm taking.
You're learning the French lesson.
Yeah, I'm learning how to speak French, and I started 1,700 days ago.
Okay,
my streak
was that 300 years ago.
300 years. I don't know. I'm in the very top.
That's 5 years ago.
Is that five? Yeah, 1,771 days.
Yeah,
you can't even really see it, but 1,771 days. I'm in the top league. So I do a French lesson every morning, and I average 86. Experience points or day. Or
can you do? Can you do a show in French by now? You should be able to.
Oh, I'm so close. I can comment in French. I can listen when Trudeau's speaking in French. I understand him. When Poilievre is speaking in French, I understand him. Now, when I began, I couldn't.
When can I you began, spell Poilievre?
P O I L I E V R E.
Because I can't.
Yeah.
Can you? He should have changed his name.
Use that in a sentence.
Say what?
I was pretending I was at a spelling bee.
Oh, cordial? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do cordial, but all I'm saying is marketing is a bad last name. So we'll just call him Pee Pee. It's fine. He's too slick for words. He's going to...
He put together a great campaign.
Well, somebody put it together for him. Whatever team,
yeah.
I'm past politics. I just think it's a bad show. I've lost a lot of confidence in it, and I'd rather follow a soap opera, because we all know that, you know, could almost go for a uni party. I think it's going to be uni parties everywhere eventually.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't disagree with you.
The Chinese model is coming to most countries because therefore I don't really care about Pierre, and I don't care about Trudeau and any of the other characters, because they are just placeholders. And it's
right. Well, they're doing damage. They're part of the soap opera. They're the bad guys.
Yeah,
they're bad guys pretending to be good guys. They're bad guys who are acting as bad guys. There are bad guys who you love to hate, and then all of a sudden they turn into good guys. Ted Cruz, didn't expect that guy. He's not Canadian. Well, he's born in Canada, but he's not a Canadian politician.
I barely know who that is, but yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I mentioned him is because he's Canadian.
Right.
Or born in Canada. But it's such an interesting story, I think, every day. The inching of that system that you were talking about, that social credit system, that Chinese style authoritarian top-down system, and the struggle that the West is having with its own identity, and the how that's playing out across the headlines, across the conversations or the lack of conversations. People who are saying we're going to ban the WEF while at the same time having WEF people sit as their, you know, head honchos or co-chairs, campaign co-chairs or whatever. There's all sorts of things that I'm just like, wow, man. Like, even if a human really wanted to be consistent and true to their word, I don't know that they can be in the public eye. You know what I mean? It's such an interesting thing to watch, because I don't think
is done as it used to be. It's over. I've been, I think I'm a little older than you. I just think it's over. I think today I was learning, I was listening to Nikki Rapana from 2008, and she's been talking about this new communitarianism for a long time, 25, 30 years, and it's all starting to come true. Oh, I see that you are on 0 out of 10 network connection right now. That's why you're frozen stiff. So we're just waiting for Mark to come back. I'm hoping it's his end, not my end. I'm hoping it's his connection. Yeah, so what? I'll have to get back to him on this. But I did some research, and I got this out of the comments. And then where I was looking into Nikki Rapana, and I had her daughter on the show, was quite a while ago. And I actually wanted to get Nikki on. Did I spell Nikki Rapana correctly? Let me just type it in here. Nikki Rapana. Okay. Let's see if Mark can come back into the room. Yeah. Nikki Rapana. Where are you, Mark? So Nikki Rapana, is she on Twitter? Let's take a quick peek here. And maybe it's my connection. Come on, load something up. Let's go. Nikki Rapana. There she is. She is co-author of the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto and self-publisher at ACL Books. And wow, almost no one's following her. Why? Why? Has she tweeted lately? No, she hasn't tweeted since 2015. Wow, she's linking to LiveLeak. What's LiveLeak? Now, Mark is gone, but it looks like I'm still connected to his Twitter and his Twitch, according to my end. So, Mark, come back anytime. And I think I'm still broadcasting. Yeah. Welcome to all the members on FakoTube. I have 11 people there. And we're just waiting to see if Mark can come back. What else? Let me play. So what I did is I clipped a whole bunch of clips from Nikki Rapana doing an interview on a radio station from 2008. And the message is, oh, here he is. Hey, Mark, are you back?
I guess so. Sorry about that.
What happened? EMF waves coming into the garage?
Yeah, well, gremlins or something, for sure. Something happened. So, sorry, you were saying that I heard you. I came back and I could hear you talking and you were saying that nobody's following Nikki. I've never heard it. I don't know who Nikki is.
Ah, okay. She has been, she got into exposing Agenda 21 in the 90s.
Oh.
And it was okay. Sort of by accident. I think, I can't remember her story perfectly, but it's something to do with helping people in Seattle when Seattle was wanted to gentrify a certain area of okay. Seattle in the 90s. And just the word, it's just really interesting. And now she's, to me, she's the leading researcher on communitarianism, which will
okay.
be,
okay.
that will be the,
is
new,
she the, mm-hmm. is she the one you sent me earlier today? I was
yes.
listening to her. She was
crushed.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So yeah, I have heard her before. So yeah, let's talk about communitarianism. Say it again.
Communitarianism. It's not easy. The yep. root of it is communism or community. But I think communitarianism is definitely the same root as communism, where we all hold hands and get together and we share everything. Nobody owns anything. And that's yep. really, when I listen to her, and I've listened to her many times, but every time you listen to someone do a different interview, you get different parts of it. And this was a great interview that somebody linked to just in the comments. You see, I get all my best research from people linking in comments underneath different posts. And I really am grateful. And by the way, if anyone wants to send me any tips where you think I should just go right to something, email me. Use email. I'm an email person. Ima@fakeologist.com. Just shoot me an email. I spend most of my time in my email box because that's my, I don't want anyone else reading it. I don't want Google reading my stuff. I don't want Telegram. Just email me, please. The ultimate in decentralization. Would you agree with that statement? Being a technical guy?
Yeah. I mean, but there's all sorts of yes with caveats. There's encrypt, like you can get Proton Mail, but I've heard issues with Proton yeah. Mail. You can be self-served, but you have to route it through Google servers. A lot of places use Google okay. servers as default, because they need MX records, right? And if you don't have the proper MX records, your email won't send, or if it does send, you'll get a notification saying this email doesn't look like it's coming from a place that's verified. We don't know.
Right. Yes. Yes. So they've right. tried to capture email as well by making you pay the mafia. Yeah. You have to pay the mafia yeah. fees to get your email through.
Well, there's NSA servers that are scooping up all domestic and foreign texts. That's everything, by the way, domestic to the US and foreign to the US. That's all of it.
Right.
They're scooping up everything and they're cataloging it. They've got AI reading it.
Right. Okay.
I've never personally seen this with my own two eyes, but it seems like...
It seems logical.
It seems like that was a foregone conclusion in 2012, like when Barack Obama was in charge of things. And then we've had Trump and now Biden. And I think it would be insane to think that they don't have something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well,
so, you know,
because
I mean?
They can.
It's one of those... Yeah. Well, and it costs so little. Like, text is nothing. And I mean, I'm sure they've got file formats that are smaller than text for people who they just want to have it just in case they want to, I don't know, look at it later for some, like you're not yeah. a person of interest. There's no real reason to have it just in case, you know, like we'll just collect it all just in case. We'll just have it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to encourage people to email me if you have any tips. So I really like these kind of things. I go in waves. I get in waves of it research. And most of my research is audio because I'm driving all the time. So I like to listen. When I listen to research, I really concentrate because I have nothing else. My brain is quite focused.
Man, there's some great stuff out there. There's some really... Odyssey, especially Odyssey, mm-hmm. there's some really, really... Because YouTube used to be really interesting and then it's kind of gotten watered down to being a lot like cable.
Yeah, now. It's cable. You're right. It's replaced cable TV. You got it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like kind of watered down cable. It's not very good cable. But Odyssey is what YouTube almost used to be. Right?
Yeah, YouTube has taken over. It's just the big money has gone to YouTube.
Oh,
cable
yeah.
is cable's dead. Cable's over. It's over for cable.
You can't measure it. It's really hard to measure cable. Whereas YouTube, you can measure the clicks. You know exactly how long people, the analytics are built into the platform.
Yeah. So there's no reason to, for the big, I heard the big advertising money went to, is going to TikTok right now. And it's actually causing YouTube, Google to be somewhat worried. And
I bet.
I can't stand TikTok because I just can't stand the constant pounding of videos without a breath.
Do you know why? Yeah.
And that's, yes, go ahead.
TikTok is built by a Chinese company. The Chinese company.
They said it's American.
No, no, no. I'll send you a documentary. Oh, you'll love this documentary.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have the link at my fingertips. But the documentary talks about how TikTok was built in China.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically a Reddit clone. And the idea of Reddit is headlines. The headline's the thing in Reddit. It doesn't even matter what the link is, but your headline will get the link voted up or voted down.
Oh, really? So you know a lot about Reddit. Okay.
Oh, man, I loved Reddit. I thought Reddit was the pinnacle of the internet in 2012.
I missed that
yeah,
those years.
It was such a cool thing. I was one of the first 1,000 users of Reddit.
Oh,
like,
did you get a badge?
I was on there when there was nobody else on there. Do I have a badge? Probably. Yeah, probably.
Well, who started Reddit? Is that another Chinese company? I heard the Chinese own it.
No, Aaron. No, the guy who started Reddit was a guy who was a hacker, and he wanted to free information, democratize information, make it so that anybody, like, he, one of his big things, he hacked with a physical hack with a USB key.
Okay.
One of the scientific databases that held all the scientific papers. And he said, like, this was paid for by taxpayers, or this is paid for by blah, blah, blah. And it shouldn't be behind a paywall. Everybody should have access to it. Yeah. So that's what he did.
Humanitarianize it.
They killed him in 2012.
Who was it? Aaron what?
Aaron, I can't remember his last name. And they're going to screw, I don't know if they're.
So is that an American guy?
Yeah. I think it was an American dude.
Okay. Was this a psyop? Don't forget, I'm in the psyops. I'm the fakeologist here. So was he really killed, or did he just reassign himself?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I heard that he was killed, and people behave as if he was killed.
Right. But he could just reassign. Okay.
Who knows? Aaron Schwartz.
Okay.
Was his name. And
did he sell? Wasn't Reddit sold out to a Chinese company now? So it's,
yeah, but he got out. He got out of Reddit before. He sold to Spez. He sold to the other guy before he was killed. Right. And then he went on to do the database hack that I was telling you. And so that happened in like January in 2011. And then he was killed in 2013 or something like that. And but his whole thing was democratizing the internet, democratizing information. He said information was power. And back then, Reddit wasn't owned by a Chinese company. But I'm walking away from my point. Reddit gave birth to this Chinese version of Reddit that understood the headline was the most important part. And then it understood you could silo users based on what headline they liked better. And then it took it to the next level, pictures, then video. And then it just was video, and it was basically a learning algorithm that could give you exactly what you wanted based on upvotes. So it's the logical progression of Reddit. If you took that pure bandwidth, like if you took text and expanded the bandwidth to be able to handle video, and then you gave people exactly what they wanted based on what they said, right? Like it's a dopamine machine. I've never used TikTok.
Are you afraid to? He might not get on.
Everybody tells me to get on TikTok. Everybody's like, dude, you got to get on TikTok. Get TikTok.
I hear TikTok is valuable to advertisers because it has, it can retain you, which is the hardest thing in media, to be able to retain the user.
Yeah. Like you don't go to a website. You go to a website to get something, right? Mm-hmm. Like you use Google to find an answer.
Right.
And then you
leave.
Click into a blog that you've never read before and you read the answer and you think, yeah, okay, plausible. Somebody's put some thought into this. I'll buy it. And you believe it or you go continue looking for another solution. Or if you're looking for something specific, you go to Amazon, right? If you want to buy something, or you go to eBay. I don't know, maybe that's a bad example, but it's there's different drivers of purpose, right? When people are engaging with the internet. I forgot the reason why I'm telling you this now. But anyway, that's how people behave.
Let's talk about TikTok and how it can retain. It can hold you, which is so valuable for advertisers because they can just keep pounding you and they know you're going to stay there.
Yep. Yes.
That's, yes. And I heard I heard on the No Agenda podcast, which I listen to twice a week, they said the big boys are now worried about TikTok.
I bet.
And now, they're going to use the government to try and drive people away from them. So if they can't compete, they just get the government goons after them to say, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, shut them down, kick them out.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen. Yes, that's exactly what they will do. And because it works. So it's unfortunate.
It's corporatism. Well, it's actually fascism when corporations merge with the government. So at least that's what Mussolini said.
To finish my point, and you got me back on track, TikTok scratches that website that provides something. People show up for a dopamine hit and you can't reproduce that easily. Mm. Right? Like, and people are showing up in droves. Everybody's saying, you know what, TikTok, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So while other people do that, I'm building my show.
So yeah, well, I dipped into TikTok 6 months to a year ago. I posted some stuff and I didn't know how to really use it. Apparently you needed keywords to find me as a new person. And I had a pretty popular video, one of them, and then my account was deleted. So I thought, I'm not putting energy into any of these damn websites that delete me.
Just delete me, yeah. I had somebody who said, I called the Liberal Party during the during the Freedom Convoy. When the Freedom Convoy was announced and they said, we're coming, Ottawa, expect 50,000 trucks. I called the Liberal Party headquarters. And I said, what do you guys think about this? So somebody messaged me and they said, I hope you're not mad, but I've been posting as you on TikTok, but you can have the account if you want it, but you've got all these views. Go check it out.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, cool. Yeah. I was like, that's super cool. Like, thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. Keep running the account. Like great. Good, do that. But she emailed me the next day.
And that
she
was said, a woman.
And she said, they deleted half of your videos. And I was like, oh, like half of the videos that she put up. And then she said, I don't know. And then later that day, she said, the account's gone. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit. So same thing happened to me, but I was not in charge of the account when it got deleted.
You figure that's probably the Liberal Party calling or just flagging it at TikTok. And it's pretty simple to get rid of an account, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're the admin of a website, no problem. You turn it off. You go, what's the username? Okay.
Right. One complaint, no investigation. We'll just do it for you. Yeah, I know. It's a pain to run a website. And I run a Discord and Telegram, but I don't actively manage them. I let other people sort of help moderate. But when somebody has a beef with someone else, they always call me saying, that's your website. Can you get rid of this guy? And it's turns into a daycare. So it's frustrating because I want to be on these platforms just to get my conversation out. But when I let other people participate, it can, it has pluses and minuses.
It's very difficult. And I mean, it's just difficult generally to manage people well, I think.
Yeah.
And I have a free speech absolutionist approach on my forum.
Okay.
But people have tested that to a certain degree. And I'm like, guys, just don't be a dick. I don't want to have to remove things.
I'm not an absolutist at all. I think that it's my site. Just as Barack Obama said, it's my house. Don't be a dick in my house.
Yeah, don't be. Yeah, don't
he
be
said a that dick. When he was. Remember that part in the White House where he said, "It's my house." Oh, he's another clown. But I have a forums as well. We're very similar in our approach. So I have a forum, Fakeologist forums. I like that one because I think. Were you doing forums back in the day? Here's my forum.
Yeah, man. Wait. When? I mean, back in the day, I was on BBSs. I was a sysop on multiple Guelph-based BBSs. So
how far back do you go? I had a BBS too.
Really?
Yes, I had two. I won in Vancouver, one in Toronto. I ran, called it Apple BBS. This was in the '80s.
Okay. Well, it was after that. It was in the '90s when Warcraft 2, Tides of Darkness, Red Alert.
Okay. I had a 300 baud modem.
Yeah, man. We had I had a 56.6.
Okay. Yeah. That was among the last modems before we just went ISDN.
I was on the verge of convincing my parents to get a second line when the internet was able, you would be able to get the internet just to your house for like $45 or $55 right. Something like that. My parents were like, we're not getting another line, but we're getting the internet and you can use the phone at the same time. I was like, yes.
Right. That was ISDN, I think.
I think so.
Or ADSL. And
it was just before I left for like, it was just before I moved out. Like the time where that was available and I was living at home was not a very long period of time.
I'm just saying forums because I still think forums are one of the best ways to archive information. I hate Telegram. I don't like Discord because it's just a scrolling mess. And at least you can put neat threads and have threads.
You can't organize very well.
No.
In other places. But yeah, you can organize with a form. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. I just prefer it. And it's great. It's easy to search and it counts the hits. I just think it's a better way to do things personally.
I have a Drudge Report style website too at CanadaReport.co
okay,
where it's just a list of links.
Huh? I said, how did I get an item fix? What the hell is that? Oh, I was clicking live link. That's right. Canada. What is it?
Report. Report. Mm-hmm.
Co. Oh, I don't like co. How come it's co? Okay, so this is updated.
Huh?
So it's updated. It's current.
Yeah, yeah. It's like today's links. Yeah. It's like the news that's happening right now. Wow. When the queen died, the queen's
dead. Does that have an RSS feed?
Yeah, I think so. It's a WordPress site.
Oh, okay, good. All right, that's good. No, that's
just /RSS.
Right. Okay. Because I live on Feedly.
I love Feedly. Yeah, you'll love it then. Do it. You'll like it.
The only problem is I get stuck on Twitter now. Twitter is so good right now. I can't get off Twitter, so I don't even go to my Feedly.
I'm on Twitter. That's what Canada Report mostly is. Like my show is mostly made up of Twitter links just because there's
so
real
much.
People announcing real things on Twitter. And I mean, like Justin Trudeau's there, Pierre Poilievre is there. Maxime Bernier is there. Chrystia Freeland's there. Sorry. You know, all the people who matter for my show, they're all there. So, yeah. But I'm digging through, finding the news.
And it goes so fast. There's so much content. I have no followers. I've been on for a million years. I don't even have 1,000 followers. So, and I have 25,000 tweets, mostly WordPress retweets. But
I deleted 60,000 tweets two weeks ago.
How do you do that?
4 weeks ago. There's a service. You spend like $6 and then you can delete all your tweets as you want to delete them.
Is that a good idea? Why would you do that?
Tweets expire. There's a faction of people who will take your words out of context and purposely misrepresent your intention and try and use your words against you. So like,
so you're running for office. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got it. I'm never running for office. I'm not even going to waste my time. I'm not doing that.
Well, but even there was a guy,
I see why you do it.
It's one of those things. I protected my tweets. I didn't really need to delete them, but I thought,
oh, that's pretty good. Did you see this video here? Sorry. Yeah, one of the guards at the Queen's coffin collapsed. COVID.
Well, not necessarily. That's one of those things that happens when you stand there if you don't.
I know. That's the plausible excuse, but come on. He's been injected.
No, but I mean, like, when I was a kid, my brother was in cadets. We were at a place. We were in.
Bringing another coffin.
Huh?
Bringing another coffin for this guy. Sorry.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. But we were at Borden, and they were doing exercises, and everybody was on parade, and they all were in their I don't know, lines and stuff. And then somebody fell over, and the whole reason was just because they were tense too much, right? And they forgot to like untense and untense, and there, and if you're standing there for too long and then you black out, you don't even realize you're falling until you're on the ground and you're like, what the heck happened? Maybe your teeth are broken.
Wouldn't it be funny if the coffin popped open and the queen says, are you okay?
Oh, man. What do you think about Prince Charles? I'm going to have to go soon. What do you think about Prince Charles?
Oh, when are you leaving?
King Charles.
Oh, did you say you're only good until 8:45?
Yeah, I did, but it's all right. We got, okay. I got a few more minutes.
Okay, sorry. We haven't talked about anything on my list, but that's okay.
I know, right? We were talking about technology.
I didn't know you were a technology guy, so this is more interesting. This is cool. We're going to have you back on more often just to shoot the breeze, because we're two Canadians on the other side of Toronto and we're watching the whole thing implode on us. So we're at the...
It's really wild, eh? Really wild. So implausible. I didn't see this coming.
Well, tell us you're running for office, and because I have a running for office story as well. I have a guy that came to my door, 23-year-old economic student from York. And he gave me big hope. He's running for counselor in my area.
Good.
And he's awake. So I bombed him with Fakeology for 2.5 hours at my door. I said, I'm sorry, I just wasted your canvassing day. He said, no, I love this. He says, I hit a house like this almost every day where he just stays and talks.
That's good. Yeah, I've canvassed before. I ran for the PPC in 2019. And I've, been invited to have a drink in the backyard with somebody and talk about, what I thought about things. And, I've had people come and walk with me for a whole day canvassing and all that stuff. It's interesting to do.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a great idea. Running a campaign is really quite an interesting thing. There's a lot of people who want to help, or people who say they want to help, and not everybody really does want to help. So that's,
I just gave the guy money. I said, I'm not walking, but here's money.
Yeah, that's great. That does help. Mm-hmm. But I'm running this time because it just seems it seems like there's this push to really bring identity politics into the schools. And before I started working online, I was working in children's mental health. I was working in schools, and I fought for kids, and it's one of those things that I can't believe what happened during COVID. I can't believe what questions were missed. I can't believe the lack of accountability across the board. And I feel like these arguments need to be articulated. And I mean, win or lose, I think it bears being discussed.
Should I bring up your page? Mark Para.
You can if you want to.
Paralovos.com. Okay. I typed it wrong.
That's not it.
No, I just I hit an extra thing here. Here we go. I use presearch.com. It's Canadian.
Right.
Take a peek. So this is interesting. I don't really know what this is all about, this identity politics stuff, but what you've really dove deep on this on this webpage here.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. It's just kind of a page talking about my experience and working with kids and what I've done up till now, and who I am and why and what I think. So yeah, if you're interested, sure, check it out.
No, but what you were talking about, did you send me something else where just explaining what they're doing in this school district? Just really crazy.
Yeah, if you go to the blog there, we could talk. I mean,
it's crazy.
Did you read it?
Well, some of it, it's sort of over my head, but...
And then you got to click into it again.
Right here. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you want to... this is crazy. What's happening?
Yeah. All of the upper grades communications talk about all students will be included. But then the superintendent of equity and inclusion tweets out hashtag Black Excellence, a notebook that's got hashtag Black Excellence with a welcome back to school, everybody.
Now, is there a large Black population in this district?
No, but worse than that is they don't know how many Black students they have. They've never counted. And they don't have any record of any anti-Black racism events. Mm-hmm. And if they do have that, they're not sharing it. I asked for that information in 2021. I was told none exist.
So this is literally another Agenda 21 plank that's been just plastered into local level. Because here we go again. This is what Nikki said in this interview. Hopefully you can listen to it. She said when she was doing research trying to pull information, and this is 20 years ago, she'd say, do you realize you're working for the United Nations? Because they were implementing United Nations SDG policies. And it just, most of the people said, what are you talking about? And then as she was pulling information, they were realizing that they didn't want to work there anymore because this is a top-down infiltration. And it's she opened their eyes to what was going on, and because most people have no idea what's going on. So is this something?
Well, there's a lot of people
similar.
Well, I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of people talking about UN SDGs, all of that kind of stuff, the Sustainable Development Goals. Just for anybody who doesn't know what that short form is for, I don't know what the root cause of this language change is, but I spent 15 years working in education, and I know that we don't use divisive messaging like that with kids, and that adults are supposed to be setting an example. And this example that this superintendent was previously setting is out of line with the policies, the stated policies of the board, out of line with the Education Act, and they don't want to talk to me about it at all. In fact, I got an email after I posted this earlier today telling me that the matter was closed because I asked what language in policy document 504 is responsible for being able to send a tweet like that? What governs it? What are the methods behind it? What are the goals? Are they measurable? Does this tweet help you towards your goal? How? Right? And they don't want to answer those questions because the answers to those questions don't exist, and I know it and they know it. So they don't want to answer those questions, right? And so if they can't justify it, there's no reason for it. But the Education Act and the policy documents for the government demand data-driven policies. And these people don't have that, but they're doing this stuff anyway. So you have to wonder why. I wonder why. So I'm going to do my best to find out, and hopefully I can find out as a trustee, but I'll do it as a parent if I have to.
Do you get paid as a trustee? And how many hours do you have to put in?
Oh, I think it's like $4,000 or something like that.
Right, it's a nominal.
Trust me when I say I'm not doing it for the money.
Right, so but how many hours do you have to put in a week?
A lot more than you would think.
Right, so you're just doing it because you have children in the system and you want to try and influence their...
I'm doing it because this is happening on my watch. And if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And it is a responsibility of the adults to stand up and say, hold on a second. We know the difference between right and wrong. There's objectively, we can see the line, and we're definitely crossing it. And we need to bring balance back to this. We need to fix this in a way that is fair to the kids who are being bombarded with this nonsense.
Right. And all the gender identity nonsense, is it in the system too? In your area?
Oh, yeah, man. It is. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yep. Wow. So it's real. It's happening.
Yes, it's happening. And the leverage that we have to do something to stop it effectively is rapidly evaporating, in my opinion.
Why is that? What's changing? How's the leverage evaporating? Is it just because there's so many people that are pushing it now and in control?
Yeah. The positions of power are taken over by people who are not even willing to engage in a conversation that what they're doing might be damaging. That they're not even willing to engage. Right? You see? And so like, unless you have somebody who's got some kind of push, they want... They emailed me and said this is a closed matter. And I was like, no, it's not. And there's a public concerns policy. The public concerns policy basically clearly states, here's level, you know, A, you talk to the teacher, principal, superintendent, vice superintendent, director of education.
How much does this superintendent of whatever it was make I never even heard of a superintendent of, what did you say? It was equity or?
Inclusivity and equity. Yeah, a lot more than I do. A lot more than I do.
When did that position exist? I thought there was only one superintendent of school. So they have another layer of nonsense?
Yeah.
So that guy probably makes six figures. So many layers.
Yeah, they're definitely on the Sunshine List. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sunshine List where we live in Ontario is massive. Are there a million people on it?
Yeah, getting there pretty soon.
There's only 15 million people in Ontario where we live, and
the government made millionaires, baby.
So many.
Ford says thank you. Yeah. Anyway, regardless. But yeah, so I don't know. It's definitely.
When's the election? In October?
Yeah, October 24th, I think. The municipal one. It's all wrapped into the municipal one. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Because the guy that came to my door is running in an area that's the incumbent's leaving. So he has a chance. He has a bit of a chance. There's only a couple thousand people.
There's only one incumbent on the roster. So that should be interesting. That's for sure.
All right. So this kid has a chance. But it was just fun talking to a young person that knows what's going on. And he says... when he knocks on doors, he says he's stunned how many people know what's going on. But we don't coalesce. We don't have a unified outlet. The media has their outlet, or the elite have the media outlet, and we don't have an outlet. So we don't know how many people are right next door that think like us.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I'm talking about anti-COVIDians. That's all, or anti.
No, I know. Yeah.
Anti-community. Yeah.
Well, even something as simple as talking about, critical race theory, gender theory, all of that stuff, it can be fraught with people who get really offended or something like that. And the goal is never to offend, but there's all sorts of preconceived notions. It's loaded and it's purposely loaded. But I'm sorry, I have to go.
No, so. It's good. It's good. Problem. I know you're busy. You got a huge, and you seem very regimented in your schedule. So thanks for coming on. We'll have to have you back and talk about some of the things other than just tech and just general stuff.
Yeah, sure, man. I'd be happy to come back. Let me know when you're interested, and I'll be there.
No, I'm always interested, but I have a few returning guests, and I have a. Yeah, so definitely going to put you on the return list, return guests. So thank you for streaming to all your sites as well. Hopefully other people can come to my website and explore my stuff too. So thank you.
Cross-pollination.
Yeah, it's great.
Thanks for having me on, man.
All right.
Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
We'll see you again soon.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, everyone.
There goes Mark. So he is going to probably turn his streams off, which is fine. Or maybe he can't. Maybe I control the streams on his side. But I want to keep talking for a bit on my own. And what am I going to do? I want to play some of the clips I made today on communitarianism. Because this is what is being implemented. This is the skeleton. It's the infrastructure of the Great Reset. This is what they want to do. And one of the things I was always trying to figure out is, why do they want to get rid of the middle class? And the middle class's wealth is based on real estate and property, private property. So let me play some of these clips. I'm not sure they're in order that I listened to them, but I think they might be. So here we go. Communitarianism is the third way. So we're going to do this one first. This is Nikki Rapana, and what I do. You can click, you can look here. Just let me look here. Okay, there's no source to this because it was uploaded directly by me, but I put the source manually here, full video. We're going to play Nikki Rapana talking about communitarianism is the third way. And I said third way or third Reich? Here we go.
Global scale. And the communitarianism is communes, is it not?
Well, it's a capitalist commune.
Okay.
It practices free trade. It's a balance between the left and the right. It's the perfect middle between all opposites, all opposite religions, all opposite beliefs, all opposing law is being balanced so that they can appeal to the neocon, warmongers on the right and appeal to the most hardcore Leninists on the left, you know? It's called the third way or the third wave.
Why does that sound so warm and fuzzy in a way, and yet at the same time, you know, if you're not paying attention, it can kind of be something a whole lot more different than what you think it is?
Because they're professional propagandists. Some of the earliest stuff comes from the Fabian Society, and they were a society in London that were created in the 1890s sometime.
And Pierre Trudeau, the first Trudeau in Canada, was a member of the Fabian Society as well.
Promote the message via propaganda and lies. You know, and I was just reading last night on that, you know, Gallatin, the Secretary of the Treasury under Thomas Jefferson, you know, was a professional propagandist. It's been used so successfully in places where they know. It's like, how did they convince the German people that everything was so wonderful, you know? And in Russia, they still try.
And there you go, the German people. So you wonder, how did the Third Reich rise? Well, it's propaganda, baby. Okay, what's next in my clip fest from Nikki Rapana? Private property, and I posted private property has to be eliminated for communitarianism. I don't know why this says .. this is why the middle class has to go. We have to be in a feudal system for communitarianism to work. So, right, you can't have private property because the whole legal system is built on private property. That's really how it's executed. And she explains that's why it has to go. And that's how the new laws or regulations... See, communitarianism works on fining and regulation, not necessarily it's not based on property rights. I think 9/10 of the law is based on, what's the expression? What is it? Let me think about it. 9/10 of the law is based on, something to do with, possession, that's what it is. Possession is based on 9/10 of the law. So it's all about ownership. And if you don't own anything in a communitarian system, then half the law is gone, or most of the law is gone. So you need new regulations. So that's how they control people. So here we go.
Limitations on the way that people can develop their land, blah, 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 you know? They think that there's a give and take. And at some level, maybe there is. But you can't start backing off. If your entire political structure is based in an ideology called property rights,
right,
and everything else it comes from that, okay? And you eliminate property rights, then there is no structure.
And there is no middle class, because then it's property rights that gives us law, and it gives us our middle class.
And it gives us wealth. Well, owning land is the only thing that they can't reproduce, you see. Developed, productive land. You can't make more land. You can make more currency. You can make most commodities, including the ones they say are limited, like oil and diamonds. That's all a lie. They just monopolize the development of these commodities to control the amount, but land is different.
Well, this is where I'm so glad we got to this point, because this is the difference between American law and communitarian law. In the United States, under legitimate constitutional law, and this is state and federal constitution, there has to be damages to property. So if you're charged with a crime, a legitimate American crime, the court, the burden of proof, first of all, rest with the court. You don't have to say a word in your defense in an American courtroom. The court has to completely prove that you are guilty of damaging X. Either it's a person or it's someone's property. or whatever, okay? But it has to be something. There has to be a dead body before you can be charged with murder. Under communitarian law, there is no damages. There's a potential for a vague damage, maybe. And these are behavior modification crimes, like even a DUI. You're not being charged because you wrecked your car and killed somebody with the car. You're being charged with the potential for wrecking your car and killing somebody with your car. There's no actual damages. And even in our civil court system, try and file a lawsuit in a civil court in the United States and not put a damages claim. Because what the court is supposed to rule on is, were there damages? That's why people say emotional damage, you know. I mean, I had 9 clients that I was helping in Seattle that were in the Dawson lawsuit. And I didn't want to charge any money. I was so naive. I didn't know anything about the court system at all. And when the lawyers were like, well, we're going to charge $1 million. I'm like, no, we're going to charge zero, you know, because it's not about the money. And she's like, well, then you don't have a case. And then you have to prove the damages. So we were supposed to have to prove somehow that these police actions of taking hostages and shaking people down and all the stuff and searching their rooms and invading their private space damaged them emotionally. We were supposed to bring in records of them going to shrinks and how they suddenly couldn't work because they were so distressed over the raid. And I'm like, wait a minute, how they violated the law. Why can't we just say that and have that be it? No, that wasn't it. We had to prove that it somehow damaged the people that it happened to. So it helped me eventually to understand communitarian law, because that's the difference right there, is that in communitarian law, there's no damages.
That's right. It's just behavior modification. That's why we see these crazy fines for not complying. There's no law against it. No one is being hurt, but they're trying to modify your behavior. So that's the fine system. That's all part of communitarianism. That's why you have to understand this. Now, they also talked about movies and conditioning. We know about that. It's predictive pro. It's for acquiescence. Movies are conditioning for future acquiescence. So you're familiar with what's happening. So that's why we have so many dystopic movies. So here's her discussing that.
I think they're going to have a way to know when you're there.
So a lot of these science fiction movies are blueprints for what they have up their sleeve then.
Yeah, I think they make those movies so that when you start telling somebody the actual program, the first thing that person says is, I saw that movie.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's a conditioning, definitely. It's kind of a way of acquiescing, because I was listening to a speech by Aldous Huxley just recently, and part of his speech, he was talking about the fact that we need to, I mean, not everybody's going to go along, so they have to figure out a way for us to acquiesce. And so by conditioning with various things in our movies, our books, our television, and in literature, you name it, they're building this up so that we acquiesce to whatever changes that they want to do before us. And when they're talking about change, they're not talking about good change necessarily, unless, you know, you really want to live in a communal society and have your every move watched and followed.
Well, and the problem is, whether you want to live in a communal society or not, if you don't fit into the communal society, that's the thing. You know, there's only so many places in this plan. They kind of remind me of the Jehovah's Witnesses and the 144,000 thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a limit. They think that the world can only sustain X amount of people. So they're...
Okay, so there you go. So that's movies and pre-predictive programming, but it's really just conditioning. So you acquiesce. Okay, this is the part where she's talking about all her friends that have everything built up. houses, cars, toys, and in the new world order, you're going to lose all that. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's, you know, apparent within, you know, because I'm 52, you know, my ex-husband and my sister and a lot of my friends, you know, they're all middle-class people now. You know, they have automatic garage door openers, and they have new trucks, and they got snow machines, and they got all the toys, and, you know, they got it. They got their investments, you know. They don't know what they're in, but they got them. And, you know, it was all about the money and being, you know, comfortable and successful in your middle age. And the thing that is hardest for me is to see in the plans that they don't get to keep any of that.
Well, that's why what you call an orchestrated collapsed economic system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that didn't happen by accident. I mean, this is what's so interesting. I mean, if you start looking in their own documents, they will tell you exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of finding the right document and finding the right person who's talking about how they do this sort of thing, or looking at historical information on what happened elsewhere. Because the same people that were behind the German orchestration are also very much involved with what's going on.
Oh, here. Yeah. It is the same Khazarian mafia, perhaps, that is behind all this, for sure. They haven't gone away. And they tried it in Germany and didn't work too well in the end. Okay. Here is talking about the Hegelian dialectic, George Hegel. Have a listen to this clip. These are great clips. I haven't had so many clips in a radio interview in a long time.
In their whole philosophy, their definition of freedom comes from a man named George Hegel. And to Hegel, freedom is achieved when everyone willingly becomes a slave to the state, because the state is basically God.
And that's where you get the Hegelian dialectic.
Yes. Yes. And the Hegelian dialectic is just the tool to help humanity, push humanity in their social evolution, which these guys made up. There's no valid scientific evidence that societies evolve, okay? But that's their theory. It's all based on that. And that's why I call part two of my thesis is the historical evolution of communitarian thinking, because it's a sneer at them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Evolution is a hoax. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. Okay, and finally, they're going to take the land. Why are they taking all the land? Because they don't want you to live off the land and be independent. They want everyone dependent on the system. And they know there are plenty of people that can live off the land easily. So that is why they're taking all the land. And she's just expressing how she lives in Alaska beside a... Well, I'll let her explain. They don't want you to live off the land.
Look for property rights, even though that's like the bad word. That's actually where you're going to find everything, because the whole plan is about stealing the land and the people and everything on it. But it always comes down to the land. So if you're in an area that has anything that's called, you know, revised land use regulations, you're under new laws, and you can actually go to your city council and your mayor's office and start asking questions. And you know, it's better if, you know, you got a little support and there's more than one of you. But, you know, show up. And that's what Americans don't know how to do. They think that they vote and mind the law, then they're going to be fine. And that's not true. I mean, we have to go to these meetings. We have to take over the groups somehow, you know. And these aren't elected positions. These are all self-appointed jobs. So self-appoint yourself.
There you go. She's saying do a little bit of activism to get back your community. I don't think it's going to happen. These guys are just too well organized. Let's be honest, too well organized. Okay, so the whole interview is here. Nikki Rapana, communitarian explanation. It's 2 hours and 1 minute and 19 seconds. Oh, 119, 911 backwards. That's interesting. Coincidence? I don't know. Okay, so I put a lot of stuff on FakoTube right now. So I've got all those clips. Let's look at what's on page two here. FakoTube, don't forget, is mirrored all over the place. It's in Germany, it's in Montreal, New York, Los Angeles, and Sydney, Australia. And I do have to pay for all this storage all over the world, and also the caching all over the world. But it is pretty damn fast, I must say. So thank you for all the donors at fakeologist.com/donate. Appreciate that. And what else? What else can I show you? So I put up quite a few videos. Some of them I don't bother to post on the blog, but for instance, this video on Eisenhower's Rhine-Meadow death camps, the German Holocaust that most people are not aware of because the Allies did it. It's posted over in the Fakeologist forums. So that's to find it, you'd have to go to the forums. And where the heck are the forums here? Are they here? Okay, here they are. So you'd have to go under the revisionism section. And I posted it here. So actually only 43 people have looked at this thread. If you click here. And that's where the video, I plopped the video there. So this is what you have to do to find some material. Don't forget, there's RSS feeds for the forums. And you should log into the forums so you can keep track of all the things you haven't read. For instance, if the forum is black and white, then everything is red. If it's in color, then there are replies that you haven't read. So if I go into audio clips, it looks like I haven't read any of these. And this is, let's just see here. Okay, Psy Girl, actually. So this is interesting. This is Psy Girl, or Lynn, when she could log in. She was posting lots of stuff there. So now when you finish the thread, you return the audio clip. So now it's turned gray. So that means you've read it, you see. So I've read most of these things, but I wasn't logged in, I guess. So if you log in, it just keeps track of what you've read. And when you're finished, don't back out of it. Just click on return to board index. That's how you do it. So this is just a little tip on how to keep track. And this is the reason why I wish people would come over here more than go to the Discord forums. Now, I have to admit as well, I'm not spending a lot of time in the chat, but this is our version of chat. It's a threaded chat, so it's easier to follow. And Dirty Benny is a big participant over here. And so is Rachel, I think. But it's sort of like a Twitter, I guess. It's just Dirty Benny, Grand Illusion. You're both posting here. So you click on Chip Implant Insanity. He's posted a video. And then you can just comment on that. But it's more of just a general area. Bro Sanchez talks about circumcision. That's nasty. Nasty look there. Okay, so you're getting a lot of interesting things. So when you finish, click on the bottom, return to chat, and then you get back to this. So there's just tons of stuff here on the chat. Okay. And some of them even have replies. So over 70 blinks in 31 seconds. So Dirty Benny's just showing some, I guess, some phony videos here. What's this?
Special bill which passed through Parliament just this week. That bill is aimed at stopping these crossings to deter people.
This might be a CGI reporter. Isn't that fascinating? Because he says 70 blinks in 31 seconds. Isn't that fascinating?
From making these crossings, it makes it a criminal offence to facilitate anyone arriving or to enter the UK using an illegal method. Some people say it is racist. It discriminates between refugees.
Yeah, she is blinking like crazy. Isn't that fascinating?
Will help. I'll read out what.
Okay, that's a great clip. 200 blinks in a minute.
Bringing our security and defense editor Deborah Haynes, who is here.
Are we looking at CGI here, guys? This is interesting.
In a moment. First of all, what is the latest you're hearing about what is happening in Mariupol?
Well, it does seem that Russian strikes have resumed again on this steelworks, which has been for a long time.
It's very jerky, isn't it?
Stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in a city that has been at the heart of the devastation of this war. There's been this glimmer of good.
Really strange here. Look at here under the neck. It's very strange.
The Vatican, the United Nations, the Red Cross. They were able to.
The skin is very.
Men, women,
latex
children,
looking.
The elderly, out of this network.
So what are we looking at? This is fascinating. I got to read my own forums. Man, this is great stuff. This is really good stuff. Rachel commented here. And really interesting stuff. And the neck going here. Burla.
And now I think with this announcement, we are making this dream reality.
Many of your medicines.
Oh, look at the neck here. Whoa.
Very effective. Very welcome.
Isn't that amazing? It's like a frog. Are they just trying to mock us? Isn't that amazing? That's fascinating. Look at his neck.
Around that vaccine, we're not straightforward because of the new technology. Many of your medicines, we know from the COVID vaccine.
Whoa.
Very effective. No, from the COVID
vaccine. So who is Burla? Is Burla a real person or is he some kind of CGI? Like, you think about it, the guys that are causing harm to humanity, if they're not real people, then they can act with impunity. Isn't that fascinating? Whoa, this is really good stuff. I'm just gonna have to read my forums every night. This is really, really amazing. As expected, a number of people saying this is fake. Okay, but it's not fake. Wow. So I'm going to retweet this. That's really cool. So thank you. Thank you, Rachel. You guys got to really take a look at all this stuff on the Fakeologist forums. There's so much good stuff. So many good contributors. Rachel, Dirty Benny. I'm sorry I haven't given you guys more attention. That's one of the things when you do interviews, you miss out on a lot of stuff right in front of you. What else do we got here? Here's no blinking in 2.5 minutes. So how's this work? Okay. What's going on here?
I'm Russ Charvonia, Grand Master of Masons in California. And I have a special message for the members of our Masonic Youth Orders. First, I want you to know that I, along with the rest of your California Masonic family, are here to support you on your journey of this pathway called life.
How could you not blink in 2.5 minutes? That's amazing. Sir Michael Caine spent 8 years not blinking on screen to keep audience mesmerized. What's that about? Interesting. And a mad blink rate with Noam Chomsky. Wow, what a great thread. Really great thread. I'm going to give Rachel a thumbs up for this. You can thank people in this forum software, which is really powerful. So Rachel's been thanked 241 times over on the right here, or 442 times. That's really cool. Wow. So when you get to the bottom of the thread, make sure you click on return to chat, and that way it'll show as read. Really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Wow. So this is the Fakeologist forums. Spend some time here, guys. This is really interesting. You're going to find lots of interesting stuff. Lots of interesting stuff here. So this is the general thread and the general forums area here. If you click on the whole thing, you'll get all of them. We've got NASA, revisionism. I had an Australia area, but it doesn't look too active. And 9/11 historical research, that's from 9/11 from MISM. What else happened? I got an email today. What did I get? Sorry, I got a voicemail today from Heretic. And I'm going to play this now into the show. And if you want to send me a voicemail, just go to fakeologist.com/blog #speakpipe. And you can leave a message. But we will play Heretic's message. Just talking about the, I always say, what's the opposite of love? And most people say it is hate. That's not true. It's indifference. That's the little thing Rollo and I constantly say. So Heretic weighs in here.
Hi, this is Heretic. I just wanted to offer a different perspective on the antithesis of love. Now, I know apathy is proposed, but I'd say that that's really an absence of. It's true that if you're apathetic, you're indifferent, you're lacking any kind of passion. So I don't suppose that's the best, most descriptive opposite, you know, absence of rather than opposite to. Now, of course, in common usage, love is about attachment. It describes an attachment, you know, drive to possess things. And the contrary to that would be like rejection and drive to annihilate something, right? So I think hate, and, you know, the common use is correct as an antonym to love. But I wanted to argue really that, you know, real love slash true love slash transcendental love, like unconditional immaterial love, is really an energy, for lack of better language, a vibration, the highest, if you will. And it's expansive, right? The reverse of that is restrictive, right? And I think is rightly called fear. So the opposite of love is not hate, but fear.
Okay. Okay, interesting. I still think it's indifference, but fear, that works for me. Okay, so that's by Heretic. So that's a speak pipe that he just put in there. So thank you very much, Heretic. Bill Gates today says he's under great strain because he is getting lots of negative feedback for what he's doing to the world, explaining that the current state of the world is placing him under great strain. Gates also admitted he and his globalist comrades are getting bad grades and experiencing unexpected setbacks in rolling out their agenda. Wow. Too bad, Bill. And this is from the guy where he puts out operating systems where my network still can't see my printer. 40 years later, we still can't make it easy, huh? Unbelievable. Here's a good post by Northern Tracy, who I have invited to join me on a show on September 25th with the Canadian New Medicine Office run by Ilstora. And we are going to discuss German New Medicine because it's another way of looking at health and medicine as we are slowly blowing up the system we have now that has been so unsuccessful in making people healthy, instead making Big Pharma wealthy. So Northern Tracy's digging into German New Medicine. She's been experimenting with it herself. And we're going to team up to do an interview. Hopefully that'll work out with Ilstora, a Canadian German New Medicine based here in Toronto. Another headline I put today is that in Denmark, this is a huge story. Denmark is banning the COVID vaccine for people under 50. And the way I put it, the way I look at it is they're now just going to concentrate on those that are over 50 because anyone over 50 is more of a liability than an asset. So why not concentrate on getting rid of them faster? So that's pretty ghoulish. I think I'm going to close out with this. Oh, wait, this is my Nikki Rapana. It's my Nikki Rapana post here. Just looking down here. Why is this all connected? Da, 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 da. Okay, so my Nikki Rapana posts are here. And I have all the clips as well. There's one. There's the main show. And how many clips do I get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Does that seem right? I had 5 clips. Let's just double check that. 5 clips from the Nikki Rapana show. 1, 2, 3. There's 6. No. 3. Yeah, there's 5. Okay, I got that right. Good. 5 clips. Okay. Let me just look in the chat here. Fakeologist. FakeoTube, rather. The FakeoTube chat. Don't forget, all your chats go into... turn into comments. So if you want to drop any links in tonight's show, feel free. And let me just say hi to Epic Souls, Viking Helga, Greg Shantz. You guys are all there. Thanks for joining. I appreciate that. And going back to the blog here, I saw this yesterday and I don't know where I saw it, but it's about a veterinarian just speaking out against the dosing requirements of animals when it comes to vaccines. And I say here, the vet almost gets it right on vaccinating pets. And where's the tweet? Okay, so this is how this works. So what you do is click on here. It'll get you to FakeoTube. Listen to this.
Thousands of pets dying out there every day. When we sat at this table, 5, 6 pets died in the United States from a rabies vaccine they didn't need.
So there are no rules about how many times you can vaccinate a pet for the same disease. But there is a rule that you have to vaccinate your pet for almost every disease for it to be seen by doctors or groomers. So they have some rules. The main rule is you must inject your pet.
Anybody can walk in here, sit down, and say whatever they want. But I gave you silence. I said to the state board, if I had to kill an animal to obey that law, would I have to do it? They said yes. One rabies vaccine is good for life. All this is unnecessary. If that dog had a titer check, it would not need a vaccination. So this is the real problem here. I had put upstairs in the public health department 45.
Now, I won't play the rest of it. It's 2 minutes, but this is the source feature on FakeoTube. So if you click on the source, it'll bring up the original tweet. And the reason I do that is so you can look at the comments. And where are we here? Okay. I just want to find the comments here. Okay, what happened was the original tweet was underneath here. So I grabbed this tweet because somebody used headline or clip. So I got to find the comments. Let me see here. Let me find it. What does this mean? Tweet. I want to go back here. Or do I? No, I don't. Where is it here? Okay, I got lost here. Hold on a sec. Too many tweets open. The main thing is, under the comments, it was just saying how most of the people don't vaccinate their pets at all, and they live perfectly well. That was the point of that. Well, now I should find the original tweet. Is that it here? Okay, maybe this is it. Let's click on this. Bear with me here. Oh, okay, that's for captioning. Don't want that. How about this one? Oh, this is the wrong thing. Okay. How about this? We've updated her tweet. I'm just trying to find the original tweet. So what this headliner captioning thing, I wonder if it posts the original tweet. Having trouble here. Is this it? Da, 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 no, it doesn't read. Ooh, my goodness. Okay, so it doesn't bring the original tweet. Okay, well, suffice it to say, if you look underneath the original tweet, you will find all the comments that say people don't vaccinate their pets and they're perfectly healthy. Okay, I'm going to close out now because I have to render an audio chat from yesterday. Usually Velocit helps me, but I guess I have to tip him off when there is an audio chat waiting in the wings. It looks like there is one. I talked to a new audio chatter from Christchurch, New Zealand, and I'll love to put that up. And I'm going to play a video that I thought was pretty good that I heard today. This is on a Human Vibration podcast. And I grabbed this rap video from a guy named, what's his name? Again, you have to go to the original here. It's Inspecta Veg. So I'm going to close out with this video tonight because we've been going an hour and three quarters. That's enough show. And tomorrow, don't forget, is what Thursday, Died Suddenly. We'll be talking to Tiago. He's probably got almost 300,000 people in his group, and hopefully we'll broadcast to his group tomorrow. So we'll play out with this rap song. It seems like the most creative anti-COVIDian rappers or musicians are rappers. And this actually was pretty catchy. So here's a couple minutes. I got this video off a YouTube channel that Human Vibration was on. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. And they had this guy on their show as well as Human Vibration. And this came out last Christmas. And I listened to most of his music. You go to this, click on source, that will bring up his channel. And he doesn't really have too many views, which is crazy for it's quite good. And if you click on here, you can see all the rest of his stuff. And not too many views. So let's see if we can. This has already got 350 views on FakoTube. And the original video, if you look here, anything that's inorganic, if I can find it. Jesus. This is crazy. View full playlist. Where is it here? I don't know how he organized his YouTube channel. It doesn't list the videos. He puts everything in playlists, which is really aggravating. No way. That's what I'm going to play. Only 1,300 views in a year. So hopefully, let's see if FakoTube works better for him. So we got 8 people watching now. And I played it twice today, and I enjoyed it. So we're going to end it now. We're doing all kinds of fun things. Looks like Velocit is coming on board. We're going to start paying Velocit for all his good work and promoting Velocit. So if you want to help out and contribute now, we're ramping things up a bit. Make sure you go to fakeologist.com/donate and help out because we're paying people now. We're paying for FakoTube. We're paying Velocit, who's doing great work. So anything you guys can do to help would be fantastic. We don't have any paywall. We're value for value, which means you pay whatever you think the place is worth. John LeBond recently threatened to close his website to new members, and he says he got 30 new members with that threat. So I think that's pretty interesting. And don't forget, only members can access his site. And I appreciate John LeBond promoting Fakeologist. And he also says, if you want the free stuff, come to Fakeologist. But yes, it is available for anyone, but if you want to help support this independent media, you have to go to fakeologist.com/donate. And for the donation, you get your name up here in lights, you get a mention, and you get my best thanks to you. And we have regular donors, Zyleflex, Ezza T, Daniel, John R, Leah M, Pepper, Dirty Benny, Go find the others. Bing. So thank you, guys. And thank you, Viking Helga. She's new. $311 a month. It doesn't matter what you donate. It's the thought that counts. So thank you guys for donating. And we, like I said, now we are starting to have real expenses. So if you'd like to help support the site, please feel free. It's really easy. Fakeologist.com/donate. And there's an easy to use button here. You don't need to give your real name. It can be anonymous. This is not PayPal. This is just straight up credit card. If you want to use Epic Cash or crypto, you can do that. Bitcoin. I'm going to take the pirate chain out. I'll be taking that out right now, actually. So stand by. We're not going to do pirate chain right now. We're going to take that out. But if you want to donate through crypto, you can do that. So please help out. If you can, let's show John the Bond that you don't need a paywall to survive. Let's go the other way. See if you guys can make that happen. Let's see if we can get 30 people donating, even a dollar. And a sustained donation. That would be fantastic. So there's your challenge, everyone who's listening, past and present. See if you can kick your coffee money my way. I'm not trying to beg, but I want to see if we can upstage John the Bond. And I don't threaten to shut down the site or close it off. It's always going to be here as long as I'm around to keep it going. Let's see if we can show John the Bond up and pump up the donation. Just shoot a dollar. Let's see it happen. Let's see it work. So hello, iHuman from Vancouver. You're in the FakeoTube chat. Thank you very much. That's where everyone should be. I'm actually going to probably shut down. I don't get any real views off DLive. I know Tunax is there right now. I don't get any Facebook users or even Twitter really doesn't really have any action. So I'm really going to make people switch over to FakeoTube.com. Oh, thank you, Epic Souls. Let me remind people, by the way, since almost every website is asking for a login, get a fantastic program called RoboForm. I've been using it for 10 or 15 years. If you go up at the top of my site and click on, oh, I see. My bar at the top has been tightened up a bit by the great Velocet. So if you go to About and Things Ab Likes, if you go there, you're going to find RoboForm. So click on RoboForm here. Oops. I just found a mistake. Oh, I see. I screwed up the link. If you click on RoboForm here, you can download it for free. And so it is a free service, but if you pay for it by getting the extra features, you can keep track of all your passwords. Very, very easy. And why am I saying that? I'm saying that to Epic Soul, so you don't have to worry about forgetting your passwords. But with DonorBox, I'm sure like everything else, you can reset your password. I'm sure that's super easy. So try to do that. By the way, here's the stats count. We've had 6,000 people watch September Clue since it's been stuck at the top for a while. 21 people are watching it now. So I'm going to leave this up all week at the top. 26,000 people have watched it off FakeoTube alone. 6,000 people in the last few days. So that's pretty cool. Okay, well, thank you, Epic Souls. Thanks for everyone listening. And we're going to play out, like I just said, with the song No Way by Inspector Veg. Thank you, and have a good night.
A I'll be the COVID killer, born to be a winner. I don't need a frozen dinner. A million traumas, but I keep my chin up. Boiling the herds when the cup get filled up. Nah, I don't need to build up. Out to the people, too much evil. Support your time and deal up. Stop listening to pedophile elites and covering your grill up. I don't need them privileges. Them man, they be killing your kids, they're straight wicked. They wanna jab in your auntie, jab in your sister, jab in your mumsy, jab in your missus. Strain arm, but you won't need stitches. They want us to lose. Losing minerals, drinking booze, getting pissed. Asking Santa for a jab on your Christmas list. With a mask, no way. Injection, no way. Stick up the nose, no way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like wearing a mask, no way. Injection, no way. Stick up the nose, no way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like, if you ask me why I'm not wearing a mask, you get air, cause that's not even a question. I don't wanna use my arms to put on no mask. That's long, man. I'd rather rest them. The government did some illegal lockdown. Some of the EP exams, I addressed them. They don't help, they just scare and test them. The key workers are still selling us poison. And that's what essential is. They don't wanna open the bit about C-19 and the next and the censor it. They scared us into a self-imposed house arrest. I didn't see the sense in it. And then they teach us how to build the immune system. And they didn't even mention it. Like, wearing a mask, no way. Injection, no way. Stick up the nose, no way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like, wearing a mask, no way. Injection, no way. Stick up the nose, no way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like, I do COVID grime all day. I do COVID grime till it goes away. I do COVID grime till I'm old and age. I got a 16 for the new strain. What fake food and fake medicine? Fake education, that's just evil. What covered the earth with concrete? Enslaved us with money that they're gonna save us with a needle?
Save us with a needle?
See, I'm exam to the end. They wanna send me round the bend. Forgot to wear that in the shop. Then I just won't attend. If you're thinking that my cough is gonna kill you and your friend, then you might be a little bit lost. What's sucking up the fear from the news at 10? What, wearing a mask? No way. Injection? No way. Stick up the nose? No way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like, wearing a mask? No way. Injection? No way. Stick up the nose? No way. When they see me walking past, don't be scared. You ain't gonna get out of the way. Like,